The timeshare industry operates 95 resorts and more than 15,000 units in Hawaii and adds more than $5 billion annually to the economy. It creates tens of thousands of jobs and brings visitor spending. An average family of four spends $4,000 each time it comes here on vacation. Pacific News editor, Business News editor-in-chief A. Cam Napier is with us in the studio with details. I was surprised when I saw this report at how robust this segment of the economy is.
It's become enormous. I think people may not realize how important it's become to the visitor industry. In fact, basically all new construction that you see that you might think, oh, there's a new hotel. Mm-hmm. Most likely it's a timeshare project that you've seen gone up. The newest tower at Hilton Hawaiian Village, for example, is entirely a timeshare project.
Why is it more appealing to a hotelier, hotel company, to do timeshare rather than run a hotel in the traditional manner?
Right. Well, developers of properties like these have been telling PBN that hotels just don't pencil out to be profitable. Now, that may sound strange. Hawaii is a beautiful place. Millions of people fly here.
But
the cost of building a property, the cost of marketing a hotel, the churn of the guests who are staying for a few days at a time, all of those costs add up. The developer of a timeshare is almost in a different market. They're selling fractional ownership. So they're basically selling one unit to multiple people, maybe up to 52 people. And it's just a different business model, so it makes things possible. Half of Aulani, for example, is timeshare.
And once the timeshare is bought, from the owner's point of view, it's bought. You've got their money.
Pretty much. For folks who have the travel budget to think about these things, they're making a decision like a homeowner might, do I rent or do I buy?
Mm-hmm.
And so the timeshare market appeals to people who think, well, I'm wasting my money if I stay in hotels and just rent short term. But if I buy a timeshare, I have some ownership, I can build some equity, I can sell this later if I want to. The way things operate now in this marketplace, you have big organizations like Marriott or Disney, where you're buying membership as well, and you don't have to just keep going back to the same city over and over. You can visit other timeshares, so you still have that flexibility, and you have the ownership.
This would be something where you would want to be the target audience would be the comfortable middle class family that can afford to make a sizable investment and knows it's going to go on vacation once a year somewhere.
Right, exactly. And, the numbers tell us that, they're more likely to come and stay in the unit. And for Hawaii, that can be quite a buffer. I was looking at some numbers, for example, that, after 9/11, when there was a huge drop-off in visitation to Hawaii, no one wanted to travel anywhere.
Yeah.
Timeshare vacancy was about 70%, or occupancy rather. Occupancy was 70% in the timeshare market in Hawaii. Occupancy was only 30% in hotels. So because people have paid up front in advance and a fair amount of money, they're very much interested in keeping their visit.
Yeah.
So they come and they stay. Other things that work well for both the market and for Hawaii is that they come in larger groups, they tend to stay longer, they tend to spend a little bit more. They are often repeat visitors, and so maybe they get a little more adventurous and start checking out things beyond the usual tourist activities or museums and such.
Maybe they'll dive a little deeper into
the local
economy. Maybe
dive a little deeper, get a little more engaged.
Mm-hmm.
There are a tax source as well. In addition to the transient accommodation tax, a timeshare owner is paying property tax as well.
Mm-hmm. Which is something that most of us would never have occurred to us.
Right.
So it's a pretty robust contributor to the state's economy
as well as to
the visitor industry.
Yeah, absolutely.
And yet it's as you said at the beginning, it's kind of under the radar for most of us, isn't it?
I think so. There are Hawaii residents who are timeshare owners themselves. But maybe if that's not how you travel, you don't really think about it. If you're not in the business, you might not be aware of this enormous transformation in the visitor industry.
Do you think it's a sort of a tectonic shift that's going to continue away from hotels toward timeshares? Do you think this is a indicative of a trend we can expect a year or two down the line?
Oh, certainly for a year or two down the line. I mean, companies like Marriott have been talking about, in Hawaii alone, a decade-long commitment to spending $1 billion, with a B, investing in properties here. You know, some of the biggest private capital improvement projects in the state have been the construction of new timeshares. So when people are gambling that kind of money, their expectation is this is the future of the industry for decades to come.
Well, that's certainly, if you're looking to prop up the local economy in a predictable manner, that certainly is more appealing.
It does seem to provide that stability.
Yeah. Thanks very much for filling us in on
that. Oh, my pleasure. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
You bet. A.Cam Napier is the editor-in-chief of Pacific Business News, and you can find a link to PBN reporter Katie Muir's story on timeshares in the podcast of today's show.